The only constitutional mandate for the legislature is front and center this week, and that's the budget.
That's exactly right. The Appropriations Committee in the Senate has been working feverishly. I think we may have talked earlier, the budget was being pushed really against the clock this year, against the calendar, because of the delay in getting the budget from the governor. And then, of course, the House had to work through the budget, and then, of course, has to come to the Senate, and the Senate has to work through it. But we're due to be on schedule. The conference committees between House and Senate were held last night on each of the budget bills, and they work through their differences and questions and answers. And as we had mentioned before in talking about the budget, the confrontation was kind of front and center there between education funding and some of the social programs that the state is employed in. And there were a number of conversations in the conference committee where objections were voiced over cuts that were being taken, or questions were raised about possibly resolving some of those cuts. And the very, I guess, succinct answer from the two chairmen of the conference committees, Senator Brown and Representative Fitzpatrick, you know, we're sorry that when the Senate moved that $50 million, $45 million into the foundation formula, that pretty well set in place all the other changes and cuts that would have to be made, because it locked out any negotiation on that funding. And so they just had to kind of bite the bullet and take those cuts. And I know there are going to be some folks that are going to be disappointed across the state, but the budget has to be balanced. It's a mandate. Conference committee reports were written and signed last night. They'll be going first to the House of Representatives this morning, and they'll begin to debate those bills. And once they have voted on and passed a conference committee report, then it will come to the Senate, and we'll have the opportunity to have that same debate here. And hopefully we'll be able to finish the budget today and easily have it on the governor's desk by the end of the day Friday, which is the constitutional deadline.
Switching gears, this is no secret to anyone. There's been a great deal of rain, great deal of flooding, especially in the more rural parts of Missouri, which includes your district.
Yes, we've had some flooding down there. It hasn't been near as serious in my district as it was in the district just south of me. We did have some communities that were affected and some homeowners, and we actually opened a couple of potential relief shelters. I don't know how much they were employed. I talked to Barton County yesterday and was told all the roads are open in Barton County, which was the county that seemed to be having the worst effects. I know Senator Richards' district was hit pretty hard. Neosho and Seneca and some of those areas had suffered pretty dramatically, but probably the greatest damage has been in southeast Missouri. Senator Lively's district has just been devastated. A lot of folks out of their homes, a lot of homes literally washed away and crashed into bridges. Some bridges damaged. We've had interstates. I-44 has had major damage. Large sections of the roadway, just the surface moved off of the roadway. It'll be months in terms of recovery. There have been bridges that'll have to be inspected because of either water or debris that have hit them. Hopefully the rain is over for a day or two at least, and maybe some of the water can begin to move off and people can start getting back and seeing how much damage has been in their homes. I understood from Senator Libla that in their area, which is down in southeast Missouri, he's the senator from Butler County, the river was 10 or 11 feet higher than they'd ever seen it before in history. So it was lots and lots of water, people sitting on the curbs, literally with nowhere to go, temperature in the low 40s, water in their homes. It's a pretty sad situation. And I would appeal to be in prayer for the folks that have been affected, be in prayer for the public servants who are out there in boats and have been fighting wind and cold and darkness to try to get people out of their homes. I know there were at least two deaths this week due to the flooding in southeast Missouri. A car was washed off the road and both occupants perished. So this has not been without loss of life, and it's been major property damage. And so there's going to be a long recovery for Missouri. Missourians are resilient. You know, we'll help each other and neighbors will become neighbors. I know of one senator who was stranded along with several other folks that were in that same area that literally could not get out other than if some helicopter had come and lifted them. There was no way to even transport across the water because the moving water was so dangerous. At least one neighbor there that had to have daily care, and so the neighbors just kind of had to get together and take care of that elderly gentleman. Shared food with each other. They did the things that neighbors do. So this is a good time for us to reignite our neighbor skills and help each other and work through this tragedy, and hopefully that God will give us some days without rain now and we can recover.